Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. It is great to be here again and to be able to speak to you about the simplicity of the cross, the simplicity that is in this gospel of ours. Did you know that God in the Bible renders a guilty verdict against every single one of us? And listen, if he does that, he says none is righteous. That's none of us, not one. No, not in ourselves, not righteous. Sinners by nature, sinners always. And we have nothing in us to recommend us to God. And so if he renders a guilty verdict against us, who's going to argue with him? And if God declares us to be condemned, who then can acquit us? No matter how skilled our lawyer is, he can't point to our character and ask for clemency based upon our goodness. Now, that's where a lot of people go wrong. They think that they're good enough for God. And God's verdict is totally the contrary to that. Oh no, our goodness compared to God's is non-existent. And our defective goodness only qualifies us for condemnation, not for clemency. Now, this kind of talk that I'm talking irks good church-going people who are trusting in their own righteousness, but they can get annoyed all they like. It's futile and it's foolish to dispute with God's verdict. He's the judge of all the earth. And furthermore, he knows all the facts. And furthermore, he can't err in his judgment. And in addition, he's in charge and he's got to be obeyed. Now, only the Holy Spirit can open our eyes to see the wretchedness of our condition. And if you're not saved, I'd recommend that you would call upon God for mercy. Ask him to open your eyes by the power of the Spirit. You see, conviction of sin is just us seeing ourselves as we are and as God has seen us all along. And when the Holy Spirit shows up and brings conviction based upon the gospel, then every idea of self-goodness, either in whole or in part, it just disappears, it evaporates. And the things that once seemed good to us now appear bad, and the bad things awful. And every prop and support falls from beneath us, and all hope of being saved because of our good character is taken away, and we see that we can't save ourselves, nor can we help God to save us. See, if we're starting to think like that, that's the Holy Spirit moving truth in through our system. And when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with us, we see that outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are lost. Do you know what it took to save us? It took God stepping off his throne in the person of his Son and coming to this earth and living for us and dying for us, going to the cross and shedding his blood for us and taking our sins upon him as the sin bearer, the substitute, the surety for our salvation. Oh, the Lamb has been slain for sinners. Will you not come and trust him today? If you do, he'll save you. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.